Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders, and welcome to your Morning Boost. We are kicking off a brand new week this beautiful Monday, June 2nd of 2025. Did you know that June 2nd is National Donut Day? It's just a sweet reminder that sometimes the simple pleasures and small treats can bring a lot of joy and boost morale. I certainly know donuts do that for me. But something to keep in mind for your dedicated staff as well. Maybe a good day to bring in some donuts if you still got a chance to do so today. Hey, this entire week, we're going to take a dive into the insightful articles featured in the Fitting 5 newsletter that's put out by Grundmeier Leader Services, who's our wonderful show sponsor. For those of you who aren't already receiving this valuable resource, the Fitting 5 is produced by AWB Education. You can easily sign up to get it delivered straight to your inbox by clicking the links in our show description or by contacting us directly at AWB. Today, we're going to start strong with an article from a friend of the program, Darren Peppard, who was a guest on our sister show, Your Booster Shot, just a few months ago. His article, 10 Tips to Land Your First Principal or Assistant Principal Job and Be Truly Ready for It. This offers invaluable advice not just for aspiring leaders, but for all school leaders looking to refine their professional presence and strategic thinking, whether they're interviewing for a new role or simply aiming to lead more effectively in their current one. Now, while the title of Darren's article targets aspiring leaders, I believe the wisdom within this article is universally applicable to any school leader. It offers crucial insights on preparedness, strategic thinking, and authentic leadership. But here's what these tips mean for us as school leaders, whether, again, we're seasoned veterans or just starting out. He talks about understanding your landscape. He highlights the essential groundwork that's needed, emphasizing the importance of doing deep homework, not just on your immediate school, but also on the broader district vision and the superintendent's leadership style. It reminds us that truly understanding the community we serve is paramount, and effective leadership is always context-specific, rooted in local values and needs. Darren goes on to offer some strong advice on how we present ourselves. This includes practicing with purpose for crucial conversations. Ensuring personalization and connection in our interactions is going to help build rapport and, most importantly, show up as a whole human, not just a resume. Sharing your passions and humanity fosters stronger relationships with everyone in your school community. This is about honing our communication skills. As Peter Drucker famously said, the most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. That's a pretty big challenge for us as leaders to refine that in our professional presence. Now, navigating challenges with confidence and growth, that's the next part Darren talks about. He guides us on how to articulate our capabilities by confidently owning our experience and effectively demonstrating our impact. It also emphasizes the delicate balance between confidence and humility. It encourages us to admit that when we don't have all the answers, we are going to be committed to finding them collaboratively. Furthermore, it reminds us to prepare for scenario questions, to build our leadership muscle memory, and perhaps most crucially, how to handle setbacks and rejection with professionalism and a commitment to further growth. Now, Darren's advice is excellent, and he would love to dive deeper into how to specifically help aspiring leaders who may lack extensive direct experience and how to effectively use that I have approach that he talks about. He'll give you concrete strategies for building relevant experiences or framing transferable skills, and all of these would be highly beneficial. I personally would recommend you reach out to Darren if you're looking for a little bit more advice on that. Okay, to wrap up, we have dissected Darren Peppard's 10 tips to land your first principal or assistant principal job and truly be ready for it. We talk about his powerful lessons that are applicable to all school leaders. We've explored the importance of deep homework, understanding your community, having that deliberate practice, authentic connection, and confidently owning your experience. We've also touched on that delicate balance of confidence and humility, helping prepare for real-world scenarios, leveraging your past actions, and handling setbacks with grace and a commitment to growth. All of these traits are going to help all of us be more prepared for that next principal or that first principal job. As a wrap-up, just remember that leadership is a continuous journey of learning and adaptation. Thanks for listening to your Morning Boost. Have a great Monday. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.